right, let's see if we can wrap up the last caller for this hour. Bring in Rob, calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Rob. What you up to this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie and Romy. Thanks for taking my call again.
You betcha, bud. Hey,
so I got a few thousand square foot of engineered hardwood. It's white oak. They're pretty rustic looking. And the planks are 6 foot long and 6 inches wide.
Okay.
And one of them in particular is developed a split in the center of it, almost as if the plank kind of swelled a little bit, and it's got a split right in the middle of it.
Well, it probably doesn't matter, because that only happens when it's in a closet, right?
Nope, it happens right when it's a transition from the main family room into the dining room.
Yeah, it always happens, like, at the front door or right in, like, where it's the most obvious eyesore in the entire house. Okay. So the actual plank of wood is?
Correct.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's a bummer. So you want to know how to fix it?
Yeah, it's not a wide crack. Like, it's literally like if a piece of veneer just developed a split down the center. Like, I could squeeze a needle in there if I could knew the right kind of epoxy or something to shoot in there and put some weight on it and let it cure.
Or just hang a shiny ob ceiling so when people walk in there, they look up. Listen, Rob, hang on. We're going to throw a lifeline out here. We're going to dial up one of Rosie's flooring experts. We're going to bring in Mr. Vaughn Payne from East Valley Floors. And let's see what Vaughn would do in replacing a split engineered wood plank floor when it's right in the middle of the room. Vaughn?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy. Are we interrupting you?
I'm actually sitting on a forklift in my warehouse organizing and trying to get the new year ready for everybody else. So
you're
all the other installers are out and about and taking the day off, but I'm in the warehouse.
You're shuffling around your supply of engineered wood flooring.
That's right.
Hey,
there you go.
Were you able to hear Rob's question on what he's dealing with?
Was.
Okay, Rob, is Vaughn Payne from East Valley Floors. Vaughn, this is Rob with a split wood engineered floor. You guys solved the dilemma. Okay. I'm going to take a break.
Good morning, Rob. The question is, do you have additional material? Do you have an extra plank of material?
I do. Yeah.
For repair? Okay. So it can be removed and replaced, and it involves a router and things like that. That's the permanent best solution, so you'll never see that crack. And so it's probably an hour and a half's worth of work for a technician who knows what he's doing. But you'll take out the entire plank of wood and then drop in a new piece. And it's usually tongue and groove interlocked, so you'll have to lose the bottom edge of the grooved side. And then you'll use a heavy-duty hardwood adhesive to anchor it in place. Once you put it in place, then put a lot of weight on it for about 2 or 3 days and let it sit. Don't disturb it. And then after 2 or 3 days, it will be as strong as any other part of the floor, for sure.
The portion that split is only about 6 inches in length. And if I put pressure on it now, it disappears because that's how fine of a split it is. Is there something that I could do, you know, an epoxy that I could shoot in there?
Well, if you do any epoxy, there won't be any color to it, of course. But, yes, you can. And the product we use a lot of is called Deco Res, but it is a two-part epoxy that you would mix up. And yes, you can inject it with a needle and squirt it in. Same thing. Make sure you put weight on it. But make certain when you do that there's no excess epoxy that squirts out through that gap. But if you put weight on it, it should hold and stay down in the future. So that would be a much easier, shorter repair for sure.
Hey, Vaughn, where would a homeowner find Deco Res?
Virginia Hardwoods is in Central Phoenix, just south of the ballpark. And then there's another company called Gallagher on 32nd Street and Broadway in Phoenix. And those are two of the most likely sources. Okay. Both of those are hardwood wholesale distributors, but they will sell small repair kits and things to homeowners for sure.
Very good. Vaughn, we appreciate you letting us interrupt your Saturday morning and your little playing around on your forklift. Rob, I certainly hope that helps. The Virginia Hardwood has been around a long time. They're great people down there. It's a syringe and a clamp and a weight and no excess. Any excess is going to discolor it. Then you're going to be mad at Vaughn and mad at Rosie because every time you walk in that spot, you're going to see that epoxy and you're just going to say, man, I should have replaced the plank. 10 o'clock hour coming up, y'all. Stay tuned.